For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump surveys fire damage in Paradise, California, the deadliest wildfire in a century. During the tour, the president spoke with the reporters where he touched on preventing wildfires.
I think we're all on the same path. We do have to do management, maintenance, and we'll be working also with environmental groups. They've really... I think everybody's seen the light.
California Governor Jerry Brown says the feds are playing a role in cleanup.
The federal government provides some help and a lot of money and some expertise, and somehow we'll all pull through it together.
This fire victim says she just put a deposit on a new apartment. It's gone.
We were all happy, excited. They had actually called us and told us to come next week. It's supposed to be the time we're coming, but everything is gone, and I don't know what's the next step.
At least 71 people have died in the fire. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Before heading to California to see the devastation brought about by the wildfires, President Trump had not yet been briefed about the murder of a Saudi journalist. He pointed out the importance of the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia.
You know, we also have a great ally in Saudi Arabia. They give us a lot of jobs, they give us a lot of business, a lot of economic development. They have been a truly spectacular ally in terms of jobs and economic development. And I also take that, you know, I'm president, I have to take a lot of things into consideration.
Trump was briefed by the CIA en route to California. The CIA believes the Saudi crown prince ordered the killing of the journalist. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi continues to project confidence that she'll be elected Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives when the Democratic-led Congress starts in January. But she does face a potential challenger in Congresswoman Marsha Fudge. Democratic Congressman from Arizona, Tom Halloran.
We're in negotiations, so until we get through those negotiations processes, we're just not going to vote for somebody unless they're willing to reform.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Will Nancy Pelosi get the votes to be Speaker of the House again? USA Radio's Wendy King says she's got most of the Housewomen on her side.
More than 60 Democratic women in the House have signed a letter pledging to support Nancy Pelosi's bid for Speaker in both the private ballot within the Democratic caucus later this month and on the House floor in January. The supporters include a number of incoming freshmen who previously were thought to be on the fence about supporting Pelosi. The signatories also include 17 members of the Congressional Black Caucus.
18 Democrats have signed a letter saying they will not support Pelosi as House Speaker, including Ohio Representative Marsha Fudge, who may jump into the race herself. A missing Argentine naval submarine has been found a year and a day after it vanished in the South Atlantic with 44 crew members on board. The wreckage of the ARA San Juan, which suffered an implosion, was found about 2,850 feet down on the ocean floor. Family members at the Navy headquarters were shown three images of the remains of the San Juan's sail or tower and bow sections. Hours before the wreckage was positively identified, the Argentine Navy tweeted an image of the point of interest on the seabed, suggesting that a 60-meter-long object might be the missing vessel. It was found by an American company contracted by Argentina to locate the submarine. Alaska's newly elected governor will be sworn in above the Arctic Circle, marking a first for that state. Republican governor-elect Mike Dunleavy will become Alaska's top elected official December 3rd. That's when he takes the oath of office in the tiny Inupiat Eskimo village of Nordvik, where his Alaska native wife, Rose, grew up. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.